guys, welcome back to another edition to Haunted Real Connections with your host, Nicole Gaspard. I have to excuse my voice as it's stormy, change the weather, and so it's sinuses and hopefully not coronavirus, but no, it's just my sinuses. That's taking my ass again. And I'm always trying to think of the topics to talk about, and if you have any suggestions, by all means, just email me or find me on Facebook. My email is nicolejaspard8@gmail.com. So for today, I thought I'd talk about a bit of reincarnation. What is it exactly, the mystery of it? A reincarnation. It's like, you ever had a feeling of deja vu? Maybe because you've been there in a previous life, so stay tuned. Okay, my voice had a short break already. I had to clean my desk, and it's like, oh man, that's strong stuff, so hopefully I can continue. So, what exactly is reincarnation? I'm sure most of you have heard of it. It's like, I'm not that much familiar with it. In fact, one of my first VHS I interviewed her, Marjorie Phelps. If you want to catch that episode, it's where we talk about this very subject, reincarnation. And she has many books. I highly recommend you looking her up, Marjorie Phelps. Alright, so what is reincarnation exactly? I'll provide the meaning and, you know, story as much as possible. And alright. I need better glasses. I'm actually reading without my glasses. So, let's see. What exactly is reincarnation? It's the embodiment in a new form, especially the reappearance or a person in another form. For me, I think reincarnation personally is like, when we die, we don't exactly die, as we're made of energy, right? Like, energy never dies. I like to remind myself of that. I like to think that when we pass over to the other side, we're actually entering a different door. We're actually, we might even have a choice. I hope we have a choice to either wait for our level, and reincarnate again, and start all over again. Just like that movie. What was that one movie where Robin Williams, the whole entire family was healed? Well, actually, he was healed in a heart accident, right? And the wife, the father, the kids, and then eventually the wife took her own life. It's in the back of my head. Dreams. Well, if I find it, I'll put the link below, but I'll try to find it. I know it's just in the back of my head, but I believe that is a good example of reincarnation. It's like their two souls are so united together, like twin flames. It's like one person knows exactly what the other person is feeling or experiencing, even on the other side. Now, you know, love transcends all. Even love, I like to believe that love transcends even death. Believe me, I know I have some weird experiences from my old husband. I always told my husband when he was alive, I swear he must have been a pilot in his past life, because he has this fascination with airplanes and helicopters and anything that flies, you know? So it's like, I swear that he must have been a pilot in his previous life. And you know how sometimes children can recall past lives, like if they're a prince or a princess, or if they're a pilot or some sort of servant of one or two, right? So that's always a possibility of reincarnation. So, Reincarnation is like a second or a new birth, like Christianity would believe in new birth. So it can be that. And in Hinduism or Buddhist, you know, doctrine, and I've studied a religion of the world at one time, and I need to recapture that course. I don't remember much, but and there are different religions that have different doctrines, right? That a person may be reborn successively into one of the five classes of living beings, or gods, or humans, or even animals, or or hungry ghosts, or a dimension, or even hell or heaven, depending on the person's own actions and beliefs. But we all come from different backgrounds, right? I was raised Christian Baptist, which is, and now I'm more firmly into the spirituality, and so I believe since energy never dies, that my soul, my energy could be reborn in a different world, a different transition. It's like when you go to sleep, you wake up. It's like an avatar. I like to explain it as an avatar movie because I've seen Avatar. I love that movie. So when the avatar goes to sleep, he wakes up, he or she wakes up in a different place, in a different world or dimension, right? So they become this different character, and when they go back to sleep, they come into their own world, back to their own place. It's like when you're astral traveling, and or you're dream watcher. I do a little bit of both, and so sometimes it's hard to tell what's real, what's reality, and what's not. So it's like I have to have someone pinch me. I can't believe this is happening. You know, it's like all of a sudden things are coming together. All of a sudden my finances are coming together. So I'm like, okay, someone pinched me. Is this my reality, or is it just am I dream walking again? Sometimes you just have to do that. You just have to ask. You know, you have to ask. That's what I find myself doing. Even when I'm dream walking, or when I'm astral traveling, or especially if you have those experiences, make sure you ask me. You do see people, because I have a tendency to see other people as well, especially when I dream walk. Alright? That can be a whole new episode of dream walking, okay? And, where am I? Oh, let's take it the next break. I'll be right back, folks. Okay, and I'm back. So, what exactly is reincarnation anyway? I decided to title that way. Hopefully if I remember the title. I need to have my notes by me. What exactly is reincarnation anyway? You ever ask yourself, like I was saying before, let's say you go to the Queen Mary ship or any kind of ship. But I visit the Queen Mary quite often, and when I do go there, I feel like I know exactly what's around every corner. It's like, I feel like I've been here before. And when I had my past life reading read by another great psychic, she told me that I have served on a sister ship of Queen Mary. Now there is a sister ship of the Queen Mary ship, and I just cannot think of it right now, but I just can't think of the name of it right now, but what I do, I'll try to share it. So maybe that's why, because this Queen Mary ship reminds me of that other ship. That's why I feel like at home. I feel comfortable. I feel actually safe. I feel comfortable on that Queen Mary ship. You know, because I know exactly what's on every corner. And that can be another form of reincarnation. Also, another film that talks about a little bit of reincarnation. It's The Shining by Stephen King, if you heard it. Read a book or seen the movie. In the movie, he goes, I swore I've been here as before. I knew what was around every corner. Ooh. You know, he does that kind of like. Yeah, so that's a bit of, when you experience deja vu, especially that when you experience deja vu, they didn't know you've been here before. You know you had a feeling. You've been in this place before. Even may not be in this time frame, but maybe in another time frame, and you were something else or someone else. So, yeah, that's a mystery for all of us. So we make that transition, or I like to call final destination, when we pass over. So reincarnation is a religion or philosophical concept that, sorry, I almost butchered it, that the soul or spirit after biological death begins a new life in a new body. It may be human, animal, or spiritual, depending on the moral quality of the previous life actions. This doctrine is a central tenet or general of the Indian religions. Now, it's funny to say Indian religions. Now, I myself being a Cherokee Indian, I don't mean sure that's a result, but I actually accidentally saw myself in a previous life, one of my previous lives. I saw myself as an Indian girl, or Indian woman rather, sitting in the middle as if I was meditating. What I saw was the backside. I saw my long dark hair and like arms and hands sitting in the middle. It's like I said, I was meditating. And even then, I was spiritual, probably. And I know what is very spiritual, especially Indian, belief in the previous life actions. Anyway, this doctrine is central, such as even Judaism, Spiritism, Theosophy. I'm gonna butcher this name, so I'm not gonna say it. Many others that is found in many tribal societies around the world. In places such as Siberia, West Africa, North America, Australia. Although the majority of sects within the Abrahamic religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam do not believe that individuals reincarnate, which I find controversy because didn't Christ rose again? That's a form of reincarnation. But anyway, go back to moral story. Where was that? Oh, and even Islam don't believe that individuals reincarnate. So these particular groups within these religions do refer to reincarnation. These groups include the mainstream historical and contemporary followers of Kabbalah and Cathars, the Druze, and Rosicrucians. The historical relations between these sects and beliefs about the reincarnation that the characteristics of I'm gonna butcher this, Neoplatonism, Orphanism. these hard words, my goodness. Hermeticism, Meneticism, Gnosticism of the Roman era, as well as the Indian religion, has been the subject of recent scholarly research. Whew. Okay. Bear with me, guys. In recent decades, many Many Europeans and North Americans had developed an interest in reincarnation, and I myself am one of them. So, like in contemporary films and books that I was referring to earlier, and even popular songs, frequently mention reincarnation. So, in the last decade, academic researchers have begun to explore reincarnation, and even published reports of children's memories of earlier lives in peer-reviewed journals and books and such. So you might ask, what is an example of reincarnation? Well, reincarnation is defined as being reborn or the rebirth of the soul when an old factory was converted into a modern apartment. Example of reincarnation: when you die and then your soul comes back into a new body. That is also another example of reincarnation. Finally, what is religion that believes in reincarnation? What religion? Let's see. There are major religions that hold belief in a reincarnation. However, there are Asian religions, especially Hinduism and Confucianism, Buddhism, and Sikhism. Sorry if I butchered. all of which is in India. And what does reincarnation mean anyway? Well, really it means that the belief that the soul is upon the death of a body that comes back to earth in another body or form. The rebirth or second birth. I like to think of it as a second birth of the soul in a new body. It's like a caterpillar type of theory. It's a caterpillar. After it has, after it grows more and more, it becomes what? Becomes a beautiful butterfly. So think of it as reincarnation as a caterpillar. It will grow and we will be reborn as a butterfly. I like that scenario. So it's a new incarnation or embodiment as a person. Finally, what is the difference between rebirth and reincarnation? A rebirth is the process of being reincarnated. Or, it's like if you're a Christian, we believe in rebirth. You're born again. So, it's the term born again. While reincarnation is a rebirth of a soul or another body. Kind of like an avatar thing. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. What the heck is reincarnation anyway? Alright, have a great, safe day. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. And don't forget to like, share, comment, leave a review. My podcast has been here for over a year, almost 2 years now. Woohoo! And slowly but surely growing my audience. I really do appreciate you guys listening. You guys don't have to. I'm kudos to those that are with me this far. I really do appreciate y'all and all my special guests to come. And so hopefully I'll have more future guests. And if you know someone that would like to be a guest for this podcast, let me know. I'm always on, like I said, I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, or even Instagram. You can mostly find me on Facebook. So I appreciate y'all input, and if you have any ideas or suggestions for the topics in the near future, by all means, comment below or Email me, and I provided my email earlier, and or you can hit me at my Facebook. And anyway, guys, have a great night. Stay safe. And this is Nicole's Aspect.